here's a story from The World.
It is one of the biggest federal aid deals since the Great Depression, and this afternoon the House voted yes on it, $1.9 trillion. We want to focus on just one part of it, the child benefit that will give most American families a guaranteed monthly income of up to $300 per child. The Biden administration says the goal here is to reduce child poverty. Many other industrialized countries already do something similar. Luke Schaefer is the director of Poverty Solutions at the University of Michigan. I asked him about the range of countries around the globe that already have some sort of guaranteed monthly income for families.
There's a lot of countries that do this already, some for decades. So Canada, Austria, Denmark, France, Germany, Australia. These are countries that have decided that, hey, you know, raising kids is expensive, and the government has a reason to support parents in that work.
So how long have these programs been around?
Programs like this have been around for at least half a century, but you've seen an expansion of some of them in recent years in the countries that look most like us. In Canada, they did a major expansion just in the last decade and have one quite a bit larger than what we're talking about in the United States, and have seen really big poverty reductions and a lot of other positive things happen. In the United Kingdom, they had an expansion of the child benefit, along with a lot of other things, in the 1990s, and they cut their child poverty rate in half.
So in a few sentences, Luke, how would the child allowance in the Biden stimulus plan actually work? Like, start with who gets it.
The great thing about this is that it would treat families, middle-class families and working poor families and very poor families exactly the same. It would be a tax credit, but it'd be something that would be administered monthly. So families could count on $250 per child, $300 per young child under six for every month. And this would be money that they could use to pay the rent. It could be money that they could use to put food on the table, but it also could be money they use to pay for childcare and sometimes maybe make it possible for a parent to go to work.
So as you said, the UK put a similar policy in place in the late 90s. It's been expanded and it's been successful at reducing child poverty. Can you tell us how that worked and how does it compare to this plan from the Biden White House?
In some ways, what the UK did in the 1990s looks a lot more like the system that we would have today. So they said during the 1990s, we really want to have a dramatic impact on child poverty in this country. But they layered on a bunch of different things. One was this sort of stable source of support in the form of a child benefit. But they also had a benefit that looks like our earned income tax credit in this program that says if you work more, actually at low levels, we're going to increase that support. And that's really important because what we know about a lot of the programs that we have in the United States, the ones that exist, are that as your earnings go up, your benefits go down, right? So if you go to work, for every dollar you earn, you're going to lose 30 cents of your food assistance, for example, or you might lose 30 cents of your housing assistance if you're lucky enough to have that. So that really eats into it. So the earned income tax credit is a program we have that tries to counteract that. And the other thing that the UK did was raise the minimum wage.
There is one key difference between the U.S. and many of the other countries that you've cited that have a child allowance policy. A lot of those places started from a different place. I think of the U.K. They already had a social safety net, national health insurance, more comprehensive unemployment benefits, more affordable higher education. How does that change the equation for how effective a child allowance might be in alleviating child poverty in the U.S., which is worse off than many of those other places?
Well, I will say that this takes us the furthest in that direction of anything that we've done. In the United States, for example, we've had a lot of success around expanding access to health insurance for kids starting in the 1990s. But there's still a lot of times when they might drop off that public benefit. Their mom loses a job, and so they end up losing their health insurance. And, you know, this type of model, right, of the child allowance says, let's try to keep things simpler when we can. Let's fold in as many families as we can, provide them exactly the same benefit. So we are in a different starting point, but this is a move in that direction. The cash part of it actually takes a libertarian turn, right, and saying families know what they need the most, right? And so we're going to give them the resources they need to help their families in the way they know how.
One key detail here, Luke, the child allowance and the Biden stimulus package will only be in effect for 1 year. Are you worried about what happens after that?
Well, that's a question. I think this is one of those great opportunities where we can put this in place and we can see what Americans think about it. The Biden plan here in the United States is estimated by my colleagues at Columbia to reduce child poverty by 45%. That would be transformational.
Luke Schaefer is the Cohn Professor of Policy and Director of Poverty Solutions at the University of Michigan. Luke, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.